This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephen, good day program.
Jennifer Horan and Doug are here. Jay is off this hour. So here we are to do a lot more with less.
Damn.
How's that? That could be our, what would you say?
Here we are to do more damage.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I think we can leave that to this fellow that Putin created, who's kind of a monster that could devour him.
Can you explain this to me? Because usually, you come to me and you go, can you explain that, Jen? What's happening here? All I know is that over the weekend, I see this coup is marching towards Moscow.
Marching to Moscow.
They turn around and they go, well, never mind. Just kidding. We're going to go to Belarus.
I don't think he's just kidding. I think that Putin got to him with about $40 million or something. Maybe even more than that. But using these paramilitary groups, this is called the Wagner Group, which I'm trying to figure out because Wagner is a German name. These guys are Russians through and through, although they hire mercenaries. There are some American mercenaries that are working for this guy. They have Chinese mercenaries. They have men from all over, and some women now, too, are getting involved in the act because they pay him $110,000 a year, which is about twice what the normal soldier would get to go out, carry a gun, and shoot at anything that moves. So the fact that this guy, I'm having every hour, I'm trying to practice this a little better, Yevgeny Prigozhin. Hey, how's that? That sounds credible. Anyway, he has been paid off. So he was upset because he said that Putin used him and his men as fodder. Hello, duh. What do you think? The Russian soldiers can't hack it. So this guy, and then the missile came. I'm trying to figure this out. I think what happened that ticked him off was his men, like 2,000 men, got killed because a Russian missile hit them instead of the Ukrainians. So the thing has been so badly managed. He was going to Moscow to kill the secretary, what amounts to the Secretary of Defense, their defense minister. And he thought, well, as long as I'm going to kill that guy, I'll go kill Putin at the same time. So Putin got on a plane and disappeared because he's obviously afraid of this guy. And now I think there's a civil war. He may have gone to Belarus for the weekend, but I still don't see. I mean, I don't know. I'm not an expert on internal Russian politics for sure. But it looks to me from the outside, unless all the various news sources are overplaying this.
Which is possible, because you never know.
Of course it is, yeah.
But they say they weakened him, right?
Right. So this is an example of doing less with less instead of less with better. We all are facing, I think that's what the reality is of modern times. You have a business, I have a business. We found our life force has been affected by things that we have no control over whatsoever. The government has created a recession that is for the benefit of the government, as is so much. The government is not, this war for the people. Baloney. The government is here for its own good. It's not here to help us. The government is here. Maybe that sounds, treasonous? Could I be charged with treason? The government's not your friend. Let's put it that way. You'd like to think in the right way of, in the real world that the, we have, when you pay all these taxes, that you'd have a government that was on your side. But the government creates things. They stir up trouble. They stir up businesses. They create circumstances. And you can say, well, look at all the things they do for your health and well-being. I think if the health, well, I don't know. Maybe that's not a good example because the health system is kind of shaky at the moment because There are some for-profit elements to it and some governmental controls that still make it okay to have, like, Medicare, that sort of thing. Maybe that's not a good example, but you know what I'm saying. It's we're all being asked to do more and do better for less. And it started with the pandemic, or maybe it started before that, but I've been noticing it since then. Jennifer, what about you in the way where you work for a company that is struggling? We're all struggling. Everybody's struggling. Mm-hmm. Why are we struggling? Because the government created a system. The Chinese, go back to the Chinese government and the creation of the vaccine, of the bug, and then forward, fast forward from there, everybody's lives has changed. We all gave in. We all gave up because we don't seem to have enough starch to stand up. Right, yeah. We're all right, exactly.
Fear-based thinking, that's for sure. And, you know, it is disappointing. I think the more, and I told you, I think maybe we were talking about this last week sometime. I said, you know, you were the one who kind of, you were at the forefront. Don't trust the government. They're not always in your best interest. And I think people had their eyes open. If you lived through Kennedy, I did not, but if you lived through the Kennedy assassination, you knew that the government wasn't always being straight with you. And that probably poked an eye open. But in the last 5 to 7 years, our eyes, I think, are flinging open at all this stuff. I mean, you laugh at me because of all the Biden stuff, but when you realize that the inner workings of the government, the FBI, the DOJ, are working for one political party, I mean, forget Trump and Biden. This is like third world stuff. Like, what? I don't know. It's just, it's disheartening. That's for sure. That's why you have to take your own responsibility.
Be responsible for yourself. That's right. Now, last Friday, I believe, we were talking about that Mexico resort, the Hyatt resort, where the two people died. You still think it's safe? You've often talked about you going down there, you and your family go to Cabo and some of these other resorts. I have no desire, never have, to go to any Mexican resort. I don't like Mexico. I don't like the way the government runs Mexico. I think it's the way and the closeness, the proximity to America and the way that they run it or don't run it has hurt us tremendously. The Southwest, but all of our country now, the influx of these people that are coming here have no business being on the border. A lot of them are crooks. Not all of them. Some of them are just trying to better themselves, trying to save themselves, all that sort of thing. It's all mixed up. It's so mixed up. So I don't really understand. Maybe you can. We'll go. I straightened you out.
You did. So
now it's time for you to straighten me out. So the Supreme Court has, over the weekend, announced that there was a that it's okay to do something that Trump was doing or not. I didn't. The ruling is so convoluted, but it was an 8-1 ruling. Suggesting that how we are handling the people coming here and arresting people, that sort of stuff, is it or isn't it? Are we doing the right thing? Are we sending them away or are we bringing them in? Do you understand that ruling?
Well, no. I think, well, yeah, no, I think what we can do is look at what this was. It wasn't the Trump plan, it was the Biden plan.
Biden plan, okay.
And it was the Supreme Court actually reviving their enforcement plan. So according to the reports that I'm seeing, they kind of gave a second chance to the Biden policy that puts immigration enforcement priorities by focusing public safety threats. So 8-1, they overturned a Texas federal judge's ruling in June of last year that blocked the Biden policy, which had only been in effect for like a year. Alejandro Mayorkas was, of course, excited about this, saying that the immigration officers are now going to focus limited resources and enforcement actions on those who pose a threat to our national security, public safety, and border security.
People in Guatemala, which is the most populous nation in Central America, are coming up here in numbers. We all think it's Mexicans. Sometimes you think that
not
it's
anymore.
People from Central. No, it's Guatemalans. It's much more than any other. There's El Salvador that's there. But the Guatemalans, and people think, well, it's Brazilians. No, it's Guatemalans who are coming. They walk in many instances all across Mexico, which is a huge. They have no.
Well, and also you get Cubans, you get Haitians, you get Chinese, you get Iranians because the border is open. I mean, what's disturbing to me is that 137 people so far this year are on the terror watch list, and those are just people that the Border Patrol had like a run-in with. That's pretty scary stuff when you're looking at single-digit numbers in the past 7 years, just one, nine, whatever. And so I think overturning this ruling from the Texas judge wasn't a statement so much on what's being done at the border, but that the Texas judge didn't have a place to stand on, essentially, legally, to take on the federal government. So back to the federal government it goes for border security. But these states are suffering, and you can't blame them for trying to find something to throw at the problem because the federal government is failing largely at controlling the border. So
disgusting.
Yeah.
Here we are paying all this in taxes. Ay, ay, ay. Here's a fellow accused of killing an engaged couple at a music festival. He was hallucinating on mushrooms. Right? You saw this? Shot two, injured three others. And this is the Washington State Music Festival. Before he went to the festival, this fellow, James Kelly, and his girlfriend, they were both, I think, in the military, in the Army, if not mistaken, took a dose of psychedelic mushrooms and had a bad experience. No kidding.
Perfect.
Wow. He told his girlfriend several times, this is the end. He thought that he needed to go to camp, get his gun. And that's he went.
Well, in California now, there's a new ruling that's if you're drunk or you're you know otherwise engaged like these people, that you can get away with stuff and things are just manslaughter if you murder someone.
Well, it's not his fault. He was on drugs.
Yeah, there's a
who
guy
took
who
the
said
drugs?
I was drunk.
Did he force him?
Yeah, I was drunk. I don't remember stabbing the two women, and he was let out of prison 4 years for killing two people.
So this is something that happens a lot. To go back to the illegals. For a moment, because there's such a huge problem with that, and the people who come back into this country. How many times do we hear the story of one guy came in this country, he ran over, he got drunk, and he got in a car, ran over somebody, was deported instead of sent to jail. He did the same thing three times.
Yeah.
What are we doing to ourselves here? What are you thinking? 18 after the hour.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new consumer digital banking attitude study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Doug now going to the social media pages of the Good Day program. Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, Good Day On Air. Jennifer, what's your handle over at KRLA? What are you when you're on social media?
You mean on social media? Well, it's always the same. Here, there, everywhere. So at Jennifer Horn on Twitter and Truth Social and Jennifer Horn Radio on Instagram and Facebook.
What's Truth Social? I don't know what that is.
Oh, come on. Truth Social is the Trump-operated answer to Twitter.
Of course. That's why I don't know it. And I'm not exactly a follower of fashion there. Okay, so some of the things, we have comments here, people checking in with thoughts on what's trending in the news. And so some of our listeners, let's see here, Jim Mancuso writes, no one here is ever going to read the indictments. This is a thing about Trump. And so that brings up a good point. Who has read? Wasn't there like 37 different things? Does anyone, all you heard was the first two or three different things. All thanks to your God, Donald. This guy was taking a shot at Trump, by the way.
No.
So, what are in those indictments?
Well, I've actually been through them, and
you have?
Yeah,
how much time
does
it take you to go through them?
Well, I don't like sit down and scour, but I go through because they release the full indictment, and you can flip through them and see what's going on. Now, the New York ones were ridiculous because they took one charge and they stacked it a multitude of times.
I don't
right?
see that going anyplace. The guy is a grandstander, and everybody knows it.
The Florida ones are all going to come down to whether or not. And I think this is what's going to be interesting because it's going to determine for the future. And I think this is where the fight will be. Were those documents classified or not? And the reason you ask that is how much of a right and where does it begin and end for a president to declassify documents that are simply in their presence or what he decides to share with people. Mm. And there is an argument to be made that if those documents are classified, if they say that he did not have the right to declassify them, then there are some serious charges for him. But if they do stick with the National Records Act and those documents were not classified, then there really is nothing to this. So that's where the argument is going to be, is the definition and how it's defined and whether or not Trump broke the law because the documents were indeed classified. So we'll see.
Sean Stewart writes, not particularly paying attention to this, the people leaving who are upset about Tucker Carlson, those people who caught my attention. We're just biding time, get it? To get rid of this administration. So what's Tucker Carlson doing? Supposedly he went to Twitter, but
he's been doing like these little short shows where he goes and comments on stuff, issues of the day. Still got a huge platform. People are tuning in and using Twitter.
So what does that mean, a huge? How many people are on
that? His first video, he had 60 million views the last time I checked.
Really?
Yeah, like huge.
Oh, he's out. All right, let's see here. Jim Lee Whittington writes, guilty Trump tap dancing on the truth. Let's see here. A couple of people in Mississippi. Good morning. Yep, thank you. Terry Seavey writes, not that happy with the communication with China about Taiwan and being independent. We should be concerned about that. I haven't heard boo. I don't know what she's reading.
Well, there was a bunch of stuff going on. Biden at a fundraiser in California said that she was a dictator, which is true, but he hasn't said that on the national stage. In fact, he's been pretty soft with China. And then our Secretary of State was over with China.
That was a worthwhile trip.
This week, and they played him. They, at the last minute, gave him a meeting. So it's a mess.
All right, well, that good news. On that note, it's 28 past the hour.
The ultimate bargain is free. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before you can fully type the Buy Nothing Project, Google will finish it for you. It's that popular now. Their mission statement is buy less, share more. It makes us all richer and our planet cleaner. You can give away or ask for whatever you want. Free appliances, workout gear, concert and event and travel tickets, and intangibles. Offer the world your photo or poem or short story. Offer people near you that stack of bricks or fish tank you want to get rid of. Check it out at buynothingproject.org and the Buy Nothing app for Apple and Android devices. And poke around Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The judge overseeing presidential candidate Donald Trump's federal criminal case relating to the handling of classified materials has set a pretrial hearing date. Court papers filed Monday show that Judge Eileen Cannon scheduled a hearing for July 14th in Fort Pierce, Florida. It'll focus on the classified documents and how they will be handled. Louisiana will have to redraw the state's congressional map after the Supreme Court dismissed its appeal Monday. The state was sued last year over a new map passed by the legislature that created just one district with a black majority. That despite data census showing the state's population to be about a third black. The CDC is warning that malaria is spreading locally in the United States. Cases have been seen in Florida and Texas, the first documented cases of local transmission in 20 years. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach.
He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Hello?
Add us to your contact list. Save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Call us. Ready to swing and sway with Dougie K? Jennifer, what do you say?
Let's go.
All right, California Dreaming. This is all California stuff. Here we are on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen in Framingham. Used to call it Framing Fish after one of the disc jockeys changed everything when I was a kid. Instead of ham, it was fish. We have dead fish.
Ew.
Instead of dead ham. The community, there's a place called Stoneham, became Stonefish with him. Had quite a vivid imagination. By the way, thanks for those of you who have acknowledged the big butts on my cows. If you go, if you want to see
the weirdest thing. Like I just never expect some of the things that come out of your mouth.
Well, I have my own Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Doug Steffen, and the current picture there are the girls. At least one of the. I have three different pastors with three different groups of girls. Do I have three? Well, no, I think it's four. And so this group I had just fed, I chopped a load of green chop and brought it up on top of the hill. And so the cows come running after the wagon. It's the funniest thing. I should do a video of it. And so the picture that's posted there is one of the girls with their heads in the wagon, and so you can see all of their butts. It's the rear end of a cow, and it says the comet is chow time. All right, so you know you have the right picture there. If that's of interest, if you like looking at cows' butts, then there you are. Have a big old time on the Duggar. All right, meanwhile, back at the port of call here, Good Day program, with a story about your car.
My car.
Your car. My car. Everybody's car. The situation with cars and the loans that you have put on them, and whether or not your car is worth as much as you owe. A lot of times, especially during COVID, when there were some special interest rates, I know the interest rate on my car is 1.1%. That a credit union, yeah, that's very good. So there are people who had refinanced their cars during all of this. And so as a result of that, when things, you know, they when you go into the credit union or into the bank, they look up what the, they'll go to Kelly's, I think, more than anything else, the Blue Book, to see what their value at, or Carfax, I think, also values them. So they'll tell you, okay, your car is worth today $72,000, let's just say. And so they'll loan you that $72,000. And now, 3 years later, you still owe $50,000, but the car is only worth $40,000 because there's been a depreciation in the depreciation. And I don't know how you fix that, except, you know, people are going to buy. The reason there's so many cars, you know how many, and you probably have this, well, I don't know whether you do or you don't. So many people, I'll focus that my comment is focused on people who have a car for everybody in the family. My business partner has, let's see, two children and a car for each of them. He's got, he likes cars. I get that. I kind of like cars, too. I look around my yard. I got plenty of cars here. But the reason that I'm saying it is I think that if you have a car for every child, and I know of tons of people, they think their child has to have a car. And I think it's craziness. That's just me. People say, well, it's more convenient.
Did you get your kids a car?
No, never did. Neither of them.
What did they do?
They found their own car.
Because I bought my car, too. I was just curious.
I know you did. Didn't you have a car right away when you would get your license?
My dad said, here's the thing, because I had to drive to school, right? That was a logistical thing. So he said, I'm going to give you my old Lincoln, and you can drive that. And
I remember that old thing.
And I'm like, I drove that thing for a couple of days. And I'm like, I'm not doing this. So I had been working, and I saved up money, and I went at 16 years old and leased my own car. He co-signed for me, but I made every payment. I made every down payment. I took care of that car, and it taught me such great lessons. You know, and it wasn't like the most glamorous car. You know, I didn't get like a, you know, it was a Nissan Maxima, but I shopped it. I found the greatest payments. I went in and did my own negotiating, and my dad still laughs. He's like, I take you with me whenever I go try to buy or lease a car.
Yeah.
Because I prepped myself, you know, and it was a big thing for me. And I really think it was one of those defining moments in my life where I was like, hey, I can handle myself. I can take care of myself. And it was a really good thing.
That is good.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. All right. So anyway, there's an article today in the Detroit Free Press about the economic slowdown and what that's done to the value of your car. So people who are trying, now that new cars are more plentiful, people are buying used cars because there were new cars around during the pandemic, right?
Yeah.
So now the rude awakening is, and if you've had this experience, share it with us on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. What's the story? You had an auto loan, high interest rate. You paid a lot of money for the car that you bought 3 years ago, and now you want to trade it in for a new car because the new cars are coming back, and when you go to figure out what it's worth, and the people selling you the new car, they'll accommodate you by adding what you owe onto the note for the new car.
Yeah.
So you just, okay, dig it a whole bit. Let's say you buy a new car, it's worth $30,000. Or can you even find a decent new car for 30, maybe 35? And you owe $3,500 on your old car higher than what the trade-in value is, right? You're upside down, that's what they call it. You're upside down. So the car dealer will say, okay, no problem, we'll take your trade-in, and because it's only worth X, and there's no value in it for us, we'll take your car, but it's worth less, so we won't give you a trade-in, but we'll take the money that you owe and we'll add it to your note. Mm-hmm. So, again, you're borrowing $35,000 and another $3,500 to it. And at the present interest rates, although there are some deals, some car companies are giving really good deals on the interest rate to move certain models along. But if you go to a credit union, for example, the credit union that I used, 1.1% when I bought the car 3 years ago. Now that same, you go to that place now, it's 4.9% for the same thing because of the reality of what money costs. Yeah. So, something to think about. If you are an Uber passenger, I don't know. I used to use Uber, and I thought they were better than Lyft. I didn't use them a lot. I used them more in California than I did here. Mm-hmm. I think I get stuck at
it. It really
Miami
depends
airport.
On where you are. Like,
it
Lyft
does,
works
yeah.
a little better in my neighborhood, but
yep.
Uber, I think, by and large, is probably the more prominent.
When I leave my car at Brendan's house, he always calls me an Uber to get me to the airport. I'm sorry, he calls a Lyft. He doesn't like Uber. So here's the story of this woman who's facing murder charges. She
crazy.
Shot the Uber driver in the head. She claims that she thought she was being kidnapped. This is down in El Paso. So the police department, the investigation shows the woman was never in danger, and her driver, a 52-year-old father, never veered from her destination. So she's now being held on a $1.5 million bond, and she's been charged with first-degree murder of the driver, Daniel Garcia. The wife said that her husband was the sole provider for the family. He was a happy fellow. He was working, bringing home income, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He apparently had a knee operation, and he hadn't been able to work for a while. So this guy did nothing, and whatever. So this lady, Miss Copas, Phoebe Copas, was from Kentucky. She was visiting her boyfriend. She called an Uber to take her to visit her boyfriend at a casino after he got off work. And then she saw highway signs for Juarez. Hello, dummy. Juarez and El Paso are the same city, just on the other side of the river.
Whoopsie.
So she thought she was being kidnapped and taken to Mexico, so she pulled out a gun and just shot the guy.
Wow.
Good God.
I mean, it is so crazy because it's not out of the realm that she could be kidnapped.
No, and not down there. Yeah.
But what a terrible situation all the way around.
Yep, it sure is. My, how long is this going to take to straighten out? Think about that.
I don't know. Think about it. I don't know. A lifetime? Who knows?
Yeah. We live in a dream world in some places in our country because we're so protected and we're so secluded. People who live in the middle of the, I live out in the rural part of a community that's a suburban community. And I don't feel like I'm in any real danger. And you go out to the Midwest and some of these towns that have 700-800 people and you have to drive 40 miles to get to the next town. You think they're really in danger. The biggest problem they're having out there, it's kind of akin to what we were talking about with the Soviet Union because there's just nothing going on in Russia. So everybody drinks and they all become alcoholics. So with the youngsters, especially coming along in some of our Midwestern communities, the drug problem, some of these drug lords have gone in and have a picnic because the kids don't have anything
to
do.
And no one expects it in these little towns.
No. No. All right. So here's a kind of a neat story about a honeymoon gift certificate that a hotel gave to some newlyweds from Kansas City. The interesting thing is that they lost the certificate 40 years ago.
Oh, wow.
They found it. And so the Marriott Hotel is honoring this promise to give them a free weekend at their Kansas City hotel. Tim
That's
and
really
Melinda
nice.
O'Brien.
I can't believe it. They say they never expire, right?
Well, apparently. They got married in 1983, and they wanted to go where nobody would think they would look for us. So that's why they got a honeymoon in Kansas City. Right. Who'd think? How many people do you know of who go for honeymoons in Kansas City?
Not many.
Not many. Thank you. So anyway, they are celebrating 40 years, and they were combing through their old wedding album, and they saw this gift certificate, so they could say at the Radisson during their honeymoon. And is Marriott, is Radisson, is that owned by Marriott now? I guess it
must be now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, it's a Marriott. It was a Radisson then, and now it's a Marriott. That's what happened. Anyway, so this was an interesting marketing. They took advantage of it, and they plastered the stuff all over the place that these people were coming for the weekend. It was nice. It was very nice. This was last weekend in Kansas City. I think that's kind of a...
Good for them. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you. All right, so as long as we're in the Midwest, we have lots of listeners in the smaller communities in the Midwest. Let's go to Iowa, where a meteorologist resigned because of PTSD. He has been threatened over his coverage of the weather.
What?
Because the weather's so bad.
I didn't know if he was so wrong or if the weather is just so bad.
I don't know. The weather's bad, so he's been getting threatening emails, including a death threat. And so he started talking about climate change and what was going on and why they were having the kind of weather they were having. And then he got a death threat because of his coverage. So he just said, you know what, I've decided to end this journey now. So he's left the station. How about that?
Wow.
That's taking your job seriously. 48 after the hour. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with my friend Tom Kreitler, who is the owner cooperator and major domo of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. I have a couple of questions up my sleeve, but the first thing I want you to do, because you always have such great sweepstakes.
You're sweeping
the country with a cool sweepstakes. So what do we have people doing right now?
Yeah, you can enter the Money Pit's $2,300 cool and connected sweepstakes. So it's presented by EcoFlow, and we're giving away an EcoFlow Glacier portable refrigerator freezer combo, which is the most unique thing I've ever seen. So it's the size of a sort of a large cooler that you might take to the beach, but it actually is a refrigerator and freezer. When you open it up, the interior is divided into two sections. You set the temperature as to where what you want the refrigerator to be, what you want the freezer to be. You can even make ice cubes in this thing, and it runs on a battery, if you can believe that. Now, I tested this. I'm like, all right, how long is the battery going to last? Doug, I tested it. Now, I didn't open and close it a lot, but just wanted to see how long would it chug and keep those temperatures. 24 hours.
Really?
On the battery it lasts. Yeah, 24 hours. They know what they're doing, these guys. We're also giving away two portable power stations. They're worth about $600 each. So, listen, go to moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Moneypit.com/sweepstakes. You can enter once a day through the end of the month.
Good for you. All right, so I got a note from somebody who is about to buy a lawnmower. I just bought one of those DR trimmer things because I'm working the development that we're doing. Yeah.
That's for a lot of really brush. High grass and
and brush and that
brush,
sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody heard me talking about it, and they sent a note to me. This fellow says, I'm interested in buying one of these lawnmowers, but I can't afford it. So I went to my next-door neighbor because we have this brush problem between the two of us.
Uh-huh.
My husband's all excited. I'm nervous because I'm not sure if I have a falling out with the neighbors, what happens to the mower?
Who gets to keep the child mower?
Yes, right, exactly. So
who's going to be the better mower parent?
Yeah, you must have questions like this that aren't necessarily about the particulars of the do's and the dats, but the human interest side.
I have a better suggestion. Don't buy it renting.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Well, oh, rent it.
Rent it.
Yeah. It's a short-term commitment for you and for the mower.
You don't have to exchange any bodily fluids.
That's right.
Under the circumstances. All right, here's Lewis listening to us in North Carolina, who's got an air conditioning bill that's through the roof. And he wonders if he needs to add more insulation. So how do you fix those problems?
Well, listen, insulation is something we don't talk a lot about in the warmer weather, but it's really, really important. You know, just the same cold breezes that we feel in the winter, well, you're getting those through the house in the summer, you just don't feel them, right? So, like in my house, I have an old house, and I need an insulation in my floor. So I used the thermofiber product, which is called Fire and Sound Guard Plus by Owens Corning. I liked it for this purpose because for somebody who wanted to add additional insulation, it was really, it was fireproof, it's sound resistant, and it really did a good job insulating the floor in my house. It's a great place, great thing to do in your attics as well. So if you're running high on air conditioning, get up in that attic and add insulation there, and if you can add it to the floor, do that as well. And you'll find, you know, all of that stuff like in Lowe's, all the Owens Corning products. But I use that thermofiber because I really wanted something that was fireproof in my old house.
Yeah, there you go. Makes a lot of sense. Here's Sue listening to us in Rhode Island, planning a bathroom remodel. She's trying to replace her bathtub with a walk-in shower. Is that a yes or a no?
Yeah, I mean, that's an it depends answer right there, Doug, because, you know, if the houses in your area of the country have full bathrooms, and you go ahead and replace one with a shower, there's going to be some potential future buyers that like that, but there's going to be just as many that don't, because people do love to have a bathtub. Now, if you already have one bathtub
in the
house,
a
lot of people love them. That's right. They're passionate about them. They like them or they don't. But if you've got one bathtub in the house and the second full bath, I would say in that case, I would consider maybe going with a shower so you pick up some more room, especially if it was like the second floor master bedroom, you know, kind of a thing. But if you only have one bath in the house, I would not replace that tub with a shower because I think you're going to regret that when it comes time to sell the house.
All right. In the MoneyPit.com podcast department, you have an interesting focus on saving water. This sort of goes hand in hand with that question the lady just asked. What do we do? There's a lot of water. We take longer showers, that sort of thing, because it's summertime. And
we're addressing the lawn sprinkler situation. How many times have you driven around and seen sprinklers that are like water in the sidewalk?
Or they're on in the rain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. There's so much technology out there, whether you use a hose or a built-in sprinkler system, that you could take advantage of these smart sprinklers that will prevent you from doing that and save a lot of water across the summer.
There you go. MoneyPit.com/podcast. Check it out. Tom Kreitler on the Good Day Show at 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.